Vayar Yisrael se yad hagdola asher asa asa mitzrayim. Vayuav es Hashem v'aminu bar Hashem v'moshe avdo az yoshia Moshe. So we're reading about the Shira. So the Mefarshim ask, the Az Yashir seems to get special preference. It seems to be, when we go back to prototypes of miracles, we go back to Az Yashir. Even though many other miracles happen just as qualitatively just as miraculous. Or as others ask, we don't talk about, most people don't even know, the Gemara in Chulin with Pinchas Ben Yair, the miracle happened to see split. They give different reasons why we focus on the Az Yashir as opposed to the miracle of Pinchas Ben Yair. So what's so special about the miracle by Kriyas Yamsuf? We have many miracles. So the Mefarshim, the commentators, point out is it's not so much about the quality of the miracle, it's what happens after the miracle. That, as we know by Eliyahu, by Har Har Carmel, he says, Aneini Hashem Aneini. That it was the bowels, the Jews were schizophrenic, and half the day they were worshipping God, half they were worshipping idol. He said, you got to make a decision. So he had a contest, and it says the one the fire comes down to will be the one answered. So Eliyahu said, Aneini Hashem, and God answer me, God answer me. Like, God heard him the first time. Why a double lashon, Aneini Hashem, Aneini? So the answer is because Aneini, one Aneini is that the fire comes down. But another Aneini, that the Jews internalize the miracle and accept it. And they realize the nace happened. Because many people could see nisim all their lives, and right in front of their faces, but they don't recognize it as a nace. So the greatness of Kriyas Yamsa was not just because of the quality of the miracle. There are other miracles on par. But it's what happens after the nace, when the nace leads to Vayaminu Vashem Moshe Avdo. So that's the success of a miracle. And regarding Kriyas Yamsuf, in the Haggadah we say how the Nisim by Kriyas Yamsuf was so much greater than in Mitzrayim. So the question is, why was that? So the Pasuk says, Vayayisah was a Yad HaGadola. So what does it mean, Yad HaGadola? So Rav Nissen Alpert explained it, different words for great, for high, Gadol, Ramako, and the word Ram, like we have in Hallel. So he says, what's the difference between Gadol and Ram? He says, Ram is from heavens down to earth. From Gadol is, I'm 6'2", from Aretz to Shamayim. So that's what Vayayisah is, the Yad HaGdola. What is the Yad HaGdola? The Jewish people became Gedolim. That is, the Medrash tells us that by Kriyas Yamsuf, it wasn't that the water split and then they walked through, but first they walked through, the water was going on their ankles, knees, stomach, head, and then the water split. From Gadol, it finally came from them. Like, that was the problem in Mitzrayim. Everything was coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we find Shabbos HaGadol. Why Shabbos HaGadol? Because finally they got a command, the Refuah before the Makkah. They read ahead, and even though it was the God of the Egyptians, they went ahead to Shech the Korban Pesach. So they finally made the first step. But now over here by Kriyas Yamsuf is the culmination of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's Vayayisah Ziyad HaGdola Asher Asher Hashem Mitzrayim. So it came from within. It came from the Jewish people. And when it comes from us, So therefore, the miracles, that's why the miracles by Kriyas Yamsuf are greater than others. And as well, why is Kriyas Yamsuf known for as the prototype of all miracles? Is because it's the association with the divine. Vayaminu v'Hashem uva Moshe Avdi, believed in God, and Moshe's servant.